For those who are new to this event, today is the Feast of St. John Bosco, patron of our international youth movement, Juventutem. As ecclesiastical assistant to the Juventutem International Federation, may I begin by thanking the organizers of the Juventutem London Group for having invited me to be the celebrant at this Solemn High Mass at St. Mary Moorfields, kindly welcomed by the parish priest, Canon Peter Newby. I thank the sacred ministers, our Deacon Brother Stephen from Chelmsford, and with particular joy, our sub-deacon this evening, Deacon Cyril, co-founder of Juventutem Hong Kong, when a layman some years ago, and now studying in London on his way to the Holy Priesthood. In the name of all, I thank our polyphonic singers, who help us better pray and give more glory to God. Also those involved with the sacristy and the service of the altar, those advertising this monthly event, and last but not least, those generously preparing the food for the social downstairs after Mass. Also, please note that a priest is available for confessions all during this Mass. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Dear young adults, do you want to see God? I want to see God. I very much want to see our beloved God and to live forever in his light and tenderness. I know that you want to see him as well. So we all want to see God. Why so? Because we know that we will never be fulfilled until we see our Creator and Redeemer. To that purpose, God himself tells us what to do. God says, we must be pure in heart. This is the eighth beatitude taught by our Lord Jesus Christ. But what does it mean to be pure in heart? Is it to be like the 13th century Albigenses or Cathari who considered matter as evil, including the human body allegedly created by Satan, and who consequently forbade all intercourse between the sexes? Surely not. Or the Word Eternal would not have assumed our human nature in the first place with a real human body. No, dear friends, to be pure in heart implies that our love is wholly directed towards the good of the other person. We are single-hearted and not divided in our love. Indeed, we are not pure in heart if we use other people, or even our own body, for our selfish pleasure, whether this pleasure is intellectual or physical. By their nature, sins of the flesh are less grievous than sins of pride, although more shameful. But often they are committed out of pride, when fulfilling a desire for domination on another person used as a sexual object, or when denying the wrongness of lustful actions. Our sins of pride are common to those committed by the fallen angels, but the sins of the flesh bring us down to the level of mere beasts, making us slave to the demons. And no beast can see God. And no demon will see God. But we want to see God. This is why holy purity is so important. It is the way to seeing God. St. John Bosco, the special patron of Juventutem, and great friend of all the young people, says us that Holy purity, the queen of virtues, the angelic virtue, is a jewel so precious that those who possess it become like the angels of God in heaven, even though clothed in mortal flesh. Dear friends, today is Friday, the day in the week when we commemorate the death of our Redeemer Jesus Christ on the cross, on Mount Golgotha. Together, in anticipation of the reenacting of this event on this altar behind me, let us travel there through time and space with our memory, with our hearts. Because this is where you and I were supremely loved, and there our place is marked. Where exactly, do you ask? God knows, and you will know. On Good Friday then, two couples surround our blessed Lord on the cross. On the one hand, a man and a woman, who have in common the state of holy virginity and the constant preservation from mortal sin. Who are they? They are our Blessed Lady Immaculate and St. John the Evangelist, the beloved disciple. On the other side, we find another man and another woman. That other couple have in common a radical conversion from a state of mortal sin to full reconciliation with God through the sacrifice of Jesus. Who are they? They are the good thief, Dismas, and St. Mary Magdalene, the former adulterous woman, out of whom Jesus had cast seven devils. At funeral masses, the liturgy of the Church brings them together in the Dies Irae, begging Christ to be merciful to us sinners, as he once was to them, absolving Mary Magdalene, forgiving the good thief, to me as well, you granted hope. Qui Mariam absolvisti, and Latronem exaudisti, mihi quoque spem didisti. To Dismas indeed our Lord assures, truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. Of St. Mary Magdalene our Lord affirms, wherefore I say to thee, many sins are forgiven her, because she has loved much. So, my friends, even though we may have sinned, even though we may have sinned gravely, even though we may have sinned gravely and sinned repeatedly, God will always welcome us back into his love if we only regret and ask him for forgiveness. Possibly there are young men here tonight who may think that they have done worse than Dismas, the good thief. But if they repent and if they trust in God's mercy, they will be forgiven and they will be supported by God's grace through his Church so as to be set free from vice. There may be some young ladies here this evening who are ashamed of themselves, thinking that they are no better than St. Mary Magdalene was. Just the same, let their trust in Jesus' redeeming love, let their regret and be contrite, and they will be purified, and they will walk in dignity, in light and joy. God has come for all of us sinners. God has come to save all the Dismases and Magdalenes of this world. If only they regret and humbly confessing their sins, if they trust in God's infinite mercy, God will forgive them. God will make them pure. So, dear young man, if you are a Dismas, dismayed by your own weakness, the strength of God awaits you. Only take the hand of Christ. There is firm hope, and very soon there will be joy. So, dear young lady, if you are a Magdalene, mourning your glory gone, healing is yours and lasting beauty is at hand, as a special gift from your loving Redeemer Jesus the Christ. But what of the other couple at the foot of the cross? What of Mary and what of John? What of the Blessed Virgin and of the beloved disciple? What of the woman who bore in her virginal womb the author of life? And what of the virgin young man who alone leaned on Jesus' bosom? What of these many other pure ones who, like John, follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth? These were purchased from among men, the first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth there was found no lie, for they are without spot before the throne of God. What about this chaste maiden who graciously follow on Our Lady's pure path? What will they hear? Hearken, O daughter, and see, and incline thine ear, and forget thy people and thy father's house, and the king shall greatly desire thy beauty, for he is the Lord thy God, and him they shall adore. And the daughters of Tyre with gifts, yea, all the rich among the people, shall entreat thy countenance. All the glory of the king's daughter is within in golden borders, clothed round about with varieties. After her shall virgins be brought to the king. Her neighbours shall be brought to thee. They shall be brought with gladness and rejoicing. They shall be brought into the temple of the king. Dear unmarried young men and young ladies, please never think yourselves lacking because you are virgins. Virginity is beautiful. Virginity is strong. Virginity is holy. It makes men resemble the new and perfect Adam, our blessed Lord Jesus Christ. It gives women a share in the glory of the new Eve, the mother of the Redeemer. If God does not call you to consecrated celibacy, then virginity is the most precious and intimate gift you can exchange with your spouse once united by the Church in holy matrimony. If God calls you to his exclusive service of love in consecrated celibacy, virginity will be a particular seal of God's sanctity shining through you. Dear friends, please pray in particular for a young man from Birmingham called Ian. For tomorrow at our seminary, he will consecrate himself body and soul to God when being ordained a subdeacon by the bishop. Please pray for Helen, a founding member of Juventutem Scotland. 3 months ago in this country, she consecrated herself body and soul to God, taking solemn vows as a cloistered Benedictine nun. God knows your calling. Please ask him. Please, please don't ask the world. Please don't ask the demons. Ask God's holy Church and apostles. Ask St. Paul, who lived in pagan times when purity was by no means better accepted than today. For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto sanctification. None of God's beloved children is called to uncleanness, lasciviousness, or fornication. Indeed, God warns us through his apostle, saying, they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. My dear friends, you want to see God. I want to see God. We all very much want to see God, for we know well that such is our beautiful calling as human creatures. For we know well that there all joy and fulfillment are to be found. For we know well that all the good things in this life take their true value and meaning from God, who made them for us. So let us have no fear. God will provide for us the means to reach that splendid end. We want to see God. Through His beautiful church, God guides us. Through His efficacious sacraments, God heals us. And through His Immaculate Mother, all of us sinners are well assured of a constant, almighty, and motherly protection. So, my friends, let us pray during this holy sacrifice of the Mass, in thanksgiving and in petition for all those graces God has prepared for us, that we may be joyful and luminous witnesses to His all-embracing love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.